an all Aleutians affair, all right, as King Cove starts with the basketball. They're going to go with a little different lineup today to start, as that's Culver. Kalea gets the first bucket of the ball game off the dribble there as they get the tap. And Alexia comes right over trying to save the basketball here right into our area. But she's okay. She's had it back out there. Looking for my sheet there. And there we go. Yeah, both these teams have played really well here. And here's a two-point shot out in the corner, Yetchmenev. So it's for the rookies, Yetchmenev, Mack, Jalea, Duarte, and Maddie Newman. And then for Sandpoint, it's Alexia Holmberg, Lindsay Holmberg, Paige Lundgren, Brittany Gardner, and Lila Gunderson. And here's a steal there by Mack. Now they go to Duarte. Out in the corner again, Yetchmenev. This one she'll miss, but goes after the rebound. Lundgren pulls it away instead. And so the Sandpoint girls with a chance to get their first bucket. Here's Lundgren trying to pitch out to Holmberg. Stolen away there by Kalea again as Calver. Kayla, I'm sorry. I want to call her, like Jalea, I want to call her the same, but it's Kayla. Sorry about that. As Calver gets another two, makes it 6-0, but here is Lindsay at the other end, banks it in under pressure, and she does hit the shot. It counts. So Holmberg with a two-point bucket good and maybe a three-point play as Lundgren comes out for some reason for Carlson. She ran over, like, she had to get her hair her bun fixed back up or something. I don't know. She ran off like, boy, this is an emergency. Here's Calver inside again, working the inside. They were looking for the lanky sophomore, and Kayla gets another one. So Calver has 6 points, six of the eight here early. King Cove up early, 8-3, as Holmberg's good on the free throw there, too, the three-point play. Calver with the long rebound off a miss there by Sandpoint. And here's Selena back the other way for two. Now it's Holmberg down on the right wing. The ball stolen away there. Calver picked it up as Lindsay hesitated with it for a little bit. Mack comes up and pops a three-pointer. Makes it 13-3. So Mack with the three. As here's Faith down low. Carlson off the glass. Good pass from Brittany Gardner. And in the backcourt, Mack's going to bring it up. Now deep in the corner, Yetchmenev. Over to Maddie, and Newman will fire from there. Good look from the three-point line, but it didn't go. As Yetchmenev with the rebound putback rolls around and in. And it's a 15-5 score already here. King Cove on top. Brittany to Lila. Gunderson fires. This is on the three-try from the right side. Back comes Maddie Newman. Newman's shot rolls off the rim. But Yetchmenev right there for the rebound. Back to Calver. Calver with a two-pointer from the free throw line. This is nice seeing Kayla get these kind of minutes here because she's got some good length. We talked about it yesterday. She could be a solid person coming into the ball game for these girls, too, not only this year but next year and the year after. As here's the two-pointer running the floor is Mack. Gets it to, was that Duarte that got it from Mack? Or, yeah, Jalea gets the two-pointer. Brittany calls her own shot. Had the open three-point look. Well, actually, a long two. Here's Mack has the open three-point look and hits it. Brittany, as he put up her shot, called it as off. That's off, and it was. And Mack goes back and shoots at the other end for three. Lindsay with a three-point try out on the left wing. This one misses. And it's Maddie Newman coming up with the rebound. Mack back to Maddie. They go to Duarte. Down low is Calver. This is on the first. Gets a second, a third, and the third one's good. Kayla Calver. Has she got 10 points in the game already? 8 points for Calver. Yeah, she does have 10. Yeah. 24-5 right now. And here's the missed shot from the outside by Holmberg. Last touch by Calver going out of bounds. Lundgren comes back in. So whatever it was, she got it fixed. And then in comes Kuzikun and Brandel for the King Cobra Grills. Ahead of the pack, it's Maddie Newman to the hustling Duarte, and Jalea puts it up off the glass for two. Here's Lila with it, top of the key to Brittany. A two-pointer on the way, and Newman might have just got a piece of that. Duarte hustling it up court, goes to Brandel. On the left side, her shot just misses, and Duarte comes away with the rebound. Back to Brandel, down low, Kuzikun misses there. Duarte, she'll put it back, but off, left it a little short. Yes, the senior Bethany Brandel out there, not the sophomore Leilani. And here is Kuzikun to try it from the left side. This one is off for Rita. As Rita, she's had some good minutes here watching against Lumen and yesterday. And there's a shot by Lindsay Holmberg is off. And with 1:55 to go here in the first quarter, it's King Cove in a little bit of a cruise here as they're up 26-5. Rebounded out of there by Duarte to Mack. Back to Duarte for two. And as you would expect, I mean, Sandpoint, this is a good, solid Sandpoint club, but there have been, you know, and the Nilchik's not bad. CIA's not bad either. But you're playing King Cove, and that's going to be tough for anybody. As here's Mack, brings it up court, off the dribble, puts it in off the glass for two. That makes it a 30-5 score with 1:20 to go here in this first quarter. That's hard to believe. This is the first quarter. Yeah. And there's Brandel out in the corner there. Bethany, as they get it down to Kuzikun, ready to shot, misses. Duarte tries it once, twice, and the second one good. And here's Holmberg. Holmberg's shot is off there as they get the rebound back. She'll try it again. Lindsay missing on that one, too. And here's Maddie Newman down on the baseline, banks it in with 30 seconds to go in the first. 34-5 it is now as Gardner tries a three. This one misses. Rebound to Lindsay. Holmberg's shot off the mark, and Duarte comes up with it. Jalea ahead to Bethany. Brandel off the glass, won't go. Duarte with the rebound, fouled by Lindsay Holmberg. And Holmberg picking up the first team foul here for Sandpoint. And at the line, Duarte for a couple. First one is off. One more coming up. Yetchmenov will come in for Mack. As the these two teams play each other a lot, so you can kind of see it on the floor where they're going. Yeah. Almost like a scrimmage for him here. Osterbeck checks in now for the Sandpoint Lady Eagles, and Holmberg lines up a shot before the buzzer. It's good. So Lindsay with a three-point play and a three-pointer ends up giving Sandpoint 8 here at the end of the first quarter. King Cove out front with 34. You're listening to KSDP coverage of the rookies, T-Jacks, and the Eagles and Lady Eagles here in the Nilchik. We'll be back in a quick 60 seconds for the second quarter.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Gould & Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Alan and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians East Borough and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and TelAlaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
And back to action here in the second quarter. It's Sandpoint with the basketball as the ladies get another three-pointer or long two? Three-pointer. Okay, for Holmberg. She set up across the way there. I didn't see either referee put up the sign, but I think the one off to the right got it as I was looking to the one on the left. Here's Bethany Brandle. Nice pass on the baseline. Brandle to Yetchmenov, and she gets two. Monica with the two-pointer from Bethany. And Coach Lamar liked it, too. I did as well. Here's Lila Gunderson's three-point try will be off. Paige and Faith both give a shot for that rebound, but tipped out of there, and Maddie comes away with it. Now here's Yetchmenov up top, and she'll go to Bethany out high, goes to Maddie on the baseline. So Brandle again with a nice pass there. Here's Lila with it. Top of the key, there's Lindsay. Holmberg comes inside on the dribble and misses a shot there. Yetchmenov with the rebound back the other way, 36-11 score. Maddie, good pass down to Bethany, right back to Kuzikin. Can't get that shot to go. And a rebound by Paige Lundgren for Sandpoint. As Faith getting set up down on the block, though, and hustling through. Kayla Carver knocks it out of bounds. Calver. And here's Calver with the steal. Steps in front of the pass going to Lundgren. And all the way to the other end for two. Calver with the steal and the bucket makes it 38-11. Lundgren will go out to Holmberg, and Lindsay's shot misses there. Alexia trying for the rebound, taken away by Bethany Brandle, though she got there first. Here's Maddie with it. Newman keeps the dribble, comes up top where Lila's got her. Now over to Bethany. Brandle in the corner to Kuzikin, trying to go back to Brandle, nearly stolen by Lila. Then on the baseline, Yetchmenov's going to come up with it. There's Calver in the lane, off the glass, no rebound, though, to Kuzikin. So Rada gets the foot back there. As here's Lindsay Holmberg with it on the baseline. Shot rolls off there, got everything but the bucket. And Calver will bring it up on the dribble off the rebound. Calver's got baseline pass there to Yetchmenov. First shot misses, but the rebound, Bethany Brandle and Kuzikin will get it over there. Now back to Bethany. Working around the outside as Yetchmenov steps inside for a two-pointer instead of the three. And getting a piece of the shot there, Faith Carlson. Holmberg with the rebound. Holmberg still got it. Lindsay. Looking for the high post is Lundgren. Back to Lila as Lundgren pitches it out. Maddie comes over to grab the rebound on the sideline here and gets it back to Monica. Yetchmenov will bring it up quickly on the dribble, looking down low for Kuzikin. Rolls off the rim. Calvert gives chase in there for the rebound. And Lundgren had it, then lost it. Faith picks it up. Carlson to Lundgren, or to Gunderson, as now down to Alexia, and Holmberg gets the two-pointer. Alexia with the bucket there. Lindsay's got a couple, too, so here's Monica, fake shot, goes baseline, back out to Bethany, three-pointer on the way for Brandle. This one won't work, but the rebound there by Calvert again. Kayla with the two-pointer. Calvert just playing like Duarte there. And a timeout on the floor for Coach Raynell Gardner. As they'll talk it over here with 3:20 to go here in the first half, a 42-13 game. When you're playing King Cove and you've played them before, like the Sandpoint girls here, it's kind of, it's hard to sort of say, okay, we got this one. Because I just don't think there's anybody at 1A that could even step on the floor with King Cove and say, yeah, we got this one. Now, we watched Scammon Bay, which moved up to 2A, and we watched Cordova. We watched quite a few 2A teams, and I would be hard-pressed to say that a 2A team could walk on the floor and say, yeah, we got this one. But the level of play is definitely there for King Cove to play at a higher level. And maybe not dominating these kind of scores, but 42-16 now is there's Brittany comes in. And she hits a three-pointer. And on the baseline, Monica misses on the first one, but there for the putback is Kuzikin. So Rita with the second bucket here in the quarter. And it's a 44-16 game. Holmberg will fire from the left wing. Misses there. Alexia with the rebound. Kicks it out, tipped out. Bethany touched it last. Holmberg had a nice game yesterday. Alexia did with, I think, 19 in that one. She's got a good soft touch down low as this misses for Lindsay. And the rookies with the basketball again. Here's Maddie Newman setting up for three. Shot not there, and Calvert just takes it away in the air and then puts it up off the glass for 2 points. Kayla getting good minutes in there. Good to see. Long sophomore. She's going to be a good one. As Calvert with the rebound off the miss there by Gardner. And we talked about this game maybe being a precursor to tomorrow's championship game. Newton and Leilani Brandle, I see them, they are actually filming the game across the way. So I wondered where those two were. I saw them, I thought I saw one of them earlier, and then I just focusing there for a bit, and that's exactly where they are. 48-16 scores. Lundgren gets a rebound off the miss there for Sandpoint. Now keep it alive to Gardner. Brittany off on that one. Comes up short. Ball out to Maddie Newman. Now to the high post where Calvert is. Calvert wants to throw low to Kuzikin, but stolen away by Lila. Gunderson back the other way. Ahead to Alexia and tipped out of her hands by Maddie Newman as she turns to try to get the shot. 48-16 score. Just over a minute to go here in the first half. Monica with it. And up high to Calvert, and she'll try the three-pointer. Misses, or long two. Misses there, and Monica, with a putback, doesn't get it. Lundgren comes away with the rebound. Lindsay Holmberg. Over to Lila. Cross-court pass to Brittany. And on the baseline, Gunderson shot. Misses there, and Monica with it. Monica to Newman. Maddie has it blocked there by Lindsay Holmberg. And then tipped out of bounds also by Holmberg. Ball comes into Maddie Newman. Now to Calvert again. And this one's good for Kayla. Kayla Calvert puts in the two-pointer. 50-16. In favor of King Cove, and Paige Lundgren comes out to Brittany. Wants to go back to Paige and does, and Calvert gets a hand on the shot. And with just 7 seconds on the clock, here comes Newman. Banks it in off the glass. Lila with good defense right there, but Newman got it to go. And Gardner swings one up there, but no chance. That's the end of the first half. A 52-16 score at the half in favor of King Cove. The rookies cruising once again here at this Nanilchik tournament. And we'll be back. Give us 60 seconds here, and we'll give you the halftime stats and more as it's King Cove at 52, Sandpoint at 16.
The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, proud underwriters of high school basketball on KSDP, say with the season in full swing, let's do all we can to encourage our teams. And this may be your team's most successful campaign yet. This message brought to you courtesy of the Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, a community-minded organization with the commitment to the advancement of our young people.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Halftime here at Nanilchik. It's King Cove all the way here, leading 52-16 after one half of play. The talking to Coach Rennell about this, too. I mean, the girls are going to face each other probably five more times, and they might face each other six, counting the second one here, depending on this setup here, too, as we go looking ahead to tomorrow. Right now, these are the two best teams here at this tournament. Sandpoint girls winning yesterday over Nanilchik in that one 63-27. And then, of course, King Cove beating up on CIA 85-24. But they're playing now. The winner of this game will play in the 130. Let me see. Actually, that's right. Okay, I see how they're doing that. They've got Nanilchik King Cove set up for tomorrow. So that is the Saturday championship game, I guess, was already set up, Nanilchik King Cove. It was the boys' game I was looking at. Okay, I'm sorry about that. So Sandpoint, the girls will play tomorrow, 10:30 at CIA, and the King Cove girls will play Nanilchik at 1:30. So I thought for some reason we were going to have another play-in game. I forgot on the boys' side it's that way, but on the girls' side, it's already set. But these teams will see each other plenty, and a chance certainly for Sandpoint to always get better playing against King Cove, and King Cove getting a chance, like we saw here in the first half, having girls like Kayla Calver get lots of minutes in there, and Maddie Newman, and it shows. Calver leading the way with 18 points here in the first half of play. Also in double figures, 10 from Monica Yachmenev, 11 from Jalea Duarte, and then 5 Elena Mack in the first quarter, didn't play in the second quarter. And Sadie Newton, Leilani Brandle not played. Bethany Brandle getting in there, getting some good minutes too, but did not score, but had a couple of good assists. One of those to Raida, and Kuzikin has 4. Maddie has 4 also for the King Cove rookies. On the flip side there, for Sandpoint, the girls led by Lindsay Holmberg, and Holmberg has the three-point play that she had in the first half there with a two-point shot and then was fouled and got the free throw. That got them on the board, and then a three in the second quarter. Also with the three, Brittany Gardner. And with one, let's see, with a two-pointer, two, Faith Carlson in there. And then 4 points for Alexis, as Alexis Holmberg with a bucket in each quarter for the girls. Paige Lundgren and Emily Osterbeck did not score. Osterbeck getting in there for a minute or two in that second quarter. And Paige in and out throughout that first half, but learning that post-up play. Well, that's it at the half here. We're going to send it back to KSDP Studios. Remember, support all your sponsors. Give them an attaboy and all that. It is 52-16 here at the half. The girls from both teams kind of chatting amongst themselves almost, too, as not only competitors but friends. And that's often the way it goes, but especially both teams coming from out there in the Lucian District. Could very well see both teams ending up at the state tournament together, too. 5 minutes to go here to second half action. Our score, 52 for King Cove, 16 for Sand Point. The Lady Eagles and the Rookies will be back for second half action after this five-minute station break. And here is Kuzikin to start things out for King Cove as they pick up the two-pointer inside, 54 to 19. Lindsey Holmberg will try one from the outside. This one is off. And the rebound comes off to the rookies, Rayda Kuzikin. Now down the baseline, Monica. Back up to Brandel, and now to Calver. A little bit outside her range there. This ball, though, tipped out by Sam Point, so it'll come into play to Yetchmenov up high. Now Calvert at the high post. There's Maddie Newman, just steps inside the three-point line and sinks a two. Long two-pointer makes it 56-19. 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Here's Lundgren posting up. Lila tries to go to her. Newman steals the basketball. Misses a shot, and there's Lindsay with a strong rebound. Calvert right with her. And it's Holmberg that comes away with it. Lindsay spots up for three and has it. So Holmberg with her second three of the game, nine in the game for her. 6:33 on the clock here in this third quarter. And here's Calvert. Takes one dribble, clears herself, gets her own rebound, and banks it in. Calvert with 20 in the ballgame at 58-22 and just over 6 minutes to go. Here's Holmberg again. Lindsay's shot rattles in the cylinder and pops out, and Culver will bring it up. Culver now over to Maddie and to Kuzikin. That shot misses, and Culver tries one inside and misses. Lundgren with the rebound for Sandpoint. Lila will hustle up court, finds Brittany. Gardner missing from the right side. Culver we'll come back the other way. Kayla out to Rita. Now they swing it around to Maddie at the high post. Calver back to Maddie. And Calver again. Ahead, Brittany's got it. She's got Maddie to beat. Brittany pulls back, takes a two-pointer instead. And the girls saving themselves for tomorrow's games, obviously, I think. And here's the two-pointer for Kayla Calvert. Calvert's got 22 in the game. Yeah. Gee whiz. Here's Lindsay, and Holmberg pops another three-pointer. You know what, we missed a three-pointer to start the second half. I think I was bending down doing the volume control, and then here's a steal by Holmberg. Missed one for the Sandpoint girls, yeah. And Holmberg with the steal and the score. Just the way she's shooting them out here in the second half, it was probably her. So we'll find that out here before the quarter break, maybe a timeout. There's Calver trying one from the free throw line. That's off. As she and Lundgren run up court like their teammates. girls are having fun, though, doing this game. I mean, that's part of it, always having fun. Can't have fun doing what you do. Don't do it. Here comes Monica with the rebound off the miss there by Holmberg on that try. And Brittany knocks down the pass by Calver. Gardner still got it all the way to the hoop. And the baseline won't go. And Page with the rebound. I think they're going to call the foul on Matty for reaching in there and grabbing the page. '60-27 score halfway through this third quarter. Here's Page, tries it, and Calvert with the foul. Kayla sends Lundgren to the line with that. And Page, good on the first one. One more coming up. Lundgren lets it fly. Good on another one. She's getting that free throw down. That's looking good. She's using the same method each time. And she's got a nice arc in it. Good spin. Made two for two right there. This pass tip, but Monica comes up with it. Gets it to Maddie. Quick pass down to Kuzika and Arita. Doesn't get it to go, but saves the rebound back in a play. Alexis comes up with it. Alexia, rather. And here's Lila. Gunderson pops a three-pointer from off the left side there. And it makes it 60-32. There is a shot by Maddie. This misses, but rebound off to Yetchmena. Flips it back out there to Bethany Brandle, and that ball tipped by Holmberg, right back to Brandle, but off her hands, out of bounds it goes. So the Eagles will have it back. Here's Bethany trying, or Brittany rather, trying a three against Bethany's defense. There, misses, gets it right back, and tries it again. And this one rattles home along two. Her foot was on the line. First one, it was a three, and the second one, though, a two, but that one went in. 60-34, 2:47 on the clock. Here is Sandpoint on the D, and here come the rookies. Calver gets it out to Kuzikin, misses a shot there. Reader's shot is off, but Kayla comes up with the rebound, gets it back to Monica. Yetchmena is off on that shot. And Lindsay Holmberg steps up for a three. She's got it again. Lindsay, her third three in the quarter. Lindsay with the three-pointer on that one, though. Oh, the last one was a, I don't think that was a three down there at that one. And Gardner will bring it up. Holmberg over there again, open and on the way. This one won't go. Alexia with the rebound. Back to Brittany. Yeah, Brittany did have the two-pointer. With that, here's Page underneath. Lundgren shot won't stay down. Bounced around and came out. Calver brings it up. Newman back to Calver. And Newman looking for Calver again. As there's a two-pointer by Calver inside. 64-37 score. Lindsay will try it from the right side and has it. Holmberg, another three. And a 64-40 ball game here. 1:08 to go in the third. Maddie has it. Newman now picks up speed as she goes to the hoop. Lila steps up, and Maddie misses a shot, then knocks it out of the hands of Holmberg. Held ball, and it will belong to King Cove. So Newman, good hustle play there. Here is Calver. Cross-court pass to Monica. Ball tipped out of there. Newman hustles over to get it. Scoops a pass over to Calver. Free throw line shot will miss, and Monica on the baseline there, gets it back to Bethany Brandle, and she powers in a two-pointer. 66-40 score here, under 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. As Holmberg will try it again. Lindsay, another three-pointer. How many in this quarter? Six? Five three-pointers in the quarter for Lindsay Holmberg. 66-43. And Lindsay with the steal. Back the other way. Lindsay's going to put it up off the glass for two. '66-'45. Just 2 seconds to go here as Britton steals it at the end of the quarter. That's the end of the third quarter. And it ends with the 10-point girls up to 45 now. Kinkov at 66. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on KSDP. More Aleutian East basketball coming your way.
The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove wishes our high school basketball teams nothing but success this season. This message sponsored by the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. Proud underwriters of high school basketball on KSDP.
The programming that you're listening to has been sponsored by the Aleutians East Borough. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumann Corporation, Precision Airlines in Sandpoint, and Island Marine Surveyors. Also, a thank you for the sponsorship of Sandpoint Generating, the Schumann Corporation, Tel Alaska, and also thank you to the City of King Cove and the King Cove Corporation. Thank you to the Newton family and Alan Letty's Car Rental in Cold Bay, to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, and finally, thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation for their support of KSDP.
And a 66-45 score here to start the fourth quarter. Make it 66-48 as Lindsay Holmberg continues the hot shooting from the outside. That's 6 3-pointers in this second half for her. As here, Elena Mack and Duarte check in. Here's a steal by Alexia. Ahead to Gardner. That shot misses, but Holmberg, Lindsay there for the rebound. Lindsay now steps outside. She gets a pass from Gardner, misses a shot there. And Lundgren and Duarte go after the rebound there. And Duarte still got a smile on her face. Came off of Lundgren, back off, or came off of Lundgren onto Duarte, then back to Lundgren and went out of bounds. So play a little volleyball batting with that. Here's Duarte underneath for two. Jalea makes it a 68-48 game, and here's Holmberg again trying the three from the right side. That comes Mack. Elena gets the head up, swings by two defenders, and scoops it up and in from the left side. She's so graceful going to the hoop. Pleasure to watch as Mack kind of slowing up there, and here's Holmberg, three-pointer. Lindsay, they leave her alone, and she hits another. 70-51 score here, 6:19 on the clock. And Mack misses the shot there. Bethany with the rebound. Finds Duarte, and Jalea scores the two on the baseline. Just over 6 minutes to go as here's Gardner out there. Brittany's shot is off, but chasing down the long rebound was Lindsay, and then Lindsay comes up to three-point land and hits the three-pointer from the right side again. So Holmberg makes it 72-54. Here's Mack. Dumps a pass out to Bethany. Brandle shot good. Two-pointer from the same area as before. Bethany with 4 points in the ballgame and makes it 74-54. Here's Gardner. Brandle doesn't step up there, and so Brittany says, okay, I'm going to go ahead and shoot it, and does, and gets another three. She had the three-pointer to start the second half here as well. So, Sandpoint hitting a lot of threes. And here's Mack says, well, we can do it as well. Elena with a three makes it 77-57. And Lindsay again, Holmberg, three is good. Just going back and forth, trading threes at this point. 77-60 score, and here's Elena Mack. And that one's good. Man, these girls are just shooting the basketball so well. Here's Lindsay again. Holmberg, this one. On the long rebound, Mack takes it back the other way. Mac will hold it up. Now Bethany gets set on the right side as Brittany comes up to pick up Mac. And that ball knocked down by Lindsay Holmberg. And she's got Mac to beat and does scores it off the glass for two. 80-62. Holmberg with another steal. She's had a done a good job of that in the games we've seen her. Just there she is again, steals the basketball. Holmberg takes it to the hole for two more. Holmberg's going to have 30 in the game probably by now. Lindsay, how many three-pointers in the second half? Eight? Wow. As Mac misses a shot, Doherty there for the putback. Jalea, 82-64, that makes it. 3:41 on the clock, and Brittany Gardner's shot almost bounces back. It hit up near the top of the backboard and then came back towards the bucket. Kind of an awkward bounce. Here's Lindsay with the steal. Lindsay gets a pick by Mac, and Elena comes back the other way. Mac to the hoop for two. You know, people are going to look at this score, too, and go, wow, Sandpoint. As here's Holmberg, hits another one. Lindsay makes it 84-67. They're going to see the score and say somebody, Sandpoint girls, were playing that tough with King Cove. There's nothing wrong for people to think, right? And here's a steal by Gardner over there. Brittany working against Mac and Jalea. Out of bounds, last touch. Brittany trying to save it. Senior Gardner. Here's Elena. In the lane, misses a shot, gets her own rebound. Tries to dump down to Duarte. And off her hands, out of bounds. 2:33 on the clock here. There's Lindsay. Steps up for the three-try, misses there, and Duarte with the rebound. Ahead to Maddie. Newman comes back to Elena. Mac will go down the baseline. Alexia there, but Mac able to stretch out on that baseline and flip up a little underhanded shot. It goes in for two. 86-67. Here's Lindsay Holmberg. Shot is off this time as Duarte will get it ahead to Mac, to Newman. And Newman's shot fails to drop there. It went around the rim but couldn't fall through. Lindsay Holmberg will bring it up on the dribble. She's got Brittany in the corner and then takes it from on top. And Lindsay with another three. 86-70 scores. Mac has it up top, goes to Bethany. Now back to Mac. Elena will get fouled there by Lundgren. And at the line, Elena Mack for two shots. First one is good, 87-70. It's kind of like a Aleutians District All-Star game, the way they're playing it. Holmberg with a lot of open looks, and Mack here hits two from the line. Getchmanoff gets ready to check in. 88-70, our score here, and here's Holmberg again. Lindsay trying it from the outside, the ball off, and Mac steams it up court with the rebound, finds Duarte running the floor, and Jalea has an easy one. 90-70, 1:12 on the clock. To Lila, goes Gardner, now to Lindsay. Holmberg, three-pointer, missing this time, and there's Mac. We'll try it. Mac's got it. Alexia right there with her, too, is, said, I'm not going to let her shoot that one. But Mac had almost made it more that she was going to shoot it. Here's the rebound miss, rebound shot there by Alexia. And she'll go to the line for two. Gardner missed the shot. Alexia got the rebound and then went up against Duarte and was fouled. So Holmberg at the line for two shots. Alexia knocks in the first one. One more for the young lady, 93-71. Maddie Newman checking out for Yetchmenov. Second one also good for Alexia. She got them both. Six in a ball game for her. Hadn't had many opportunities, been a lot of outside shooting. And here's Mac inside, got the two. And Gardner will get it over to Holmberg. Lindsay, three from the right side. Misses there, the rebound off to Elena Mack. Mack, a long three, straight away, good. Oh, 98-72, here's Gardner. And here comes Mack, three-pointer on the way. Oh, man. The crowd got into it and realized, hey, they could get 100. Instead, it ends up 98-72 and a shooting match here for the girls, both teams, having a lot of fun in this game. And it's King Cove on top, though, winning at 98-72, the final. We're going to give you the scores, the post-game stats, but first we'll send it back to KSDP for this sponsor break and be back in 60 seconds with our post-game.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Goulds & Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the city of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians East Borough and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and Tel Alaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
Well, the girls put on a shooting display there as came up. Lindsay Holmberg for Sandpoint ended up with 11 three-pointers in the second half, 12 overall, as she came up with a total of 47 points for Lindsay Holmberg, and 36 of those on threes. My goodness. The King Cove girls, though, winning it handily as they do, 98-72, though. They didn't really come out and to a lot of defense out at the three-point circle, and Lindsay took advantage of that, of course, and the girls kept feeding her the basketball. So they had some fun in this game, for sure. But 47, that'll be, a highlight for Holmberg, the sophomore, down the stretch. And then at the end, the King Cove girls realized, gee, we could actually hit 100, so they hustled it up trying to get that last shot. Gunderson missed one for Sandpoint at their end, and had about 5 seconds on the clock there, and Elena Mack coming up and had a look at it, but it didn't go. So that was the end of the ball game there. Mack, though, getting her points all in the fourth quarter there as she put in 22 of her 27. She led the way for the King Cove rookies. Close behind, though, Kayla Calver playing all of the first half and much of the third quarter, or the big third quarter as well, ended up with 24, 18 of those in the first half. Rayetta Kuzikin had six, Bethany Brandle with four, eight for Maddie Newman, and J.D. Newton, Leilani Brandl did not play, but they got it all on film. And then with 10 points, Monica Yetchmenov, and 19 for Jalea Duarte, as she put in 8 points there in the fourth quarter. For the Sandpoint girls, you mentioned the 47 for Holmberg and those 12 three-pointers. Then with a three-pointer, Lila Gunderson there in the third quarter, and a couple of threes for Brittany Gardner, and a two, she had 11. 2 points for Paige Lundgren, both from the free throw line, and she's shooting those shots well. And then Alexia, got her written down the book that wrong there, but Alexia Holmberg had a total of six, so she didn't get many tries like she did yesterday. She had 19. Faith Carlson put in two as well for the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. Well, so tomorrow those girls are going to be playing, and I was, again, kind of looking at how the boys were set up and realized, yes, the girls only have the four teams, so they're going to play each other each one time. So tomorrow the games for the girls, the Sandpoint girls will be up first. They'll be at 10:30. And they'll play Cook Inlet Academy, so a chance to see them. They've beaten the Nilchik, they've lost here to King Cove, and they'll get CIA tomorrow and see if they can pick up a victory there. And then for the King Cove girls, they'll play in the Nilchik tomorrow, and that game at 1:30, as they've beaten Sandpoint now and beat up on Cook Inlet Academy yesterday, 85-24. Boys won 95-22. So the tournament for the girls will culminate tomorrow with those two games, 10:30 for the Sandpoint girls and 1:30 for the King Cove girls, as sandwiched around a boys game there. And then for King Cove and Sandpoint, they will face off here coming up, and the winner of this game will play in the 3 o'clock game tomorrow. The loser of this game will play. I'm going to have to figure that one out. But anyway, we'll figure that one out. I got to check that. But anyway, the T-Jacks and the Eagles coming up here. It's about 14 minutes away. I think I'm seeing a mistake in this setup, but we'll figure it out. So 14 minutes away. It's the T-Jacks and the Eagles coming your way. All the action right here on KSDP, 8:30 a.m.